It's time for the emergency break of the week.
So what's going to happen to the kids?
Well,
oh.
What do you mean? Aren't these her kids?
Yeah, they died.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
I didn't get that part of the story.
Yeah, that was at the beginning.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when you leave your kids locked in a hot car.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Didn't have to wait long for your e-brake winner.
Embarrassing, isn't it? Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
7:51 here on The Ticket. Sean Bass, Mike Soroy in for the Musers this Friday morning. We do appreciate you being by the channel. We'll get into the Mavericks coming up at 8:15 because they made a trade yesterday to improve their roster. But right now, yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week, which is brought to you by Classic BMW. And I guess somewhat appropriate we played that intro this week because we'll start. And by the way, you can vote either irresponsibly or responsibly at 888-787-1310. But Corby Davidson on Why Today Doesn't Suck. And this was, I guess we're going to title this an unfortunate eulogy. Enjoy.
So P1 Emails here starts out, sadly, we lost a wonderful P1/V1 over the weekend named Nicole Zimmerman. Big member of the P1 Copenhagen room. Loving friend, made everyone laugh and feel special. She would be honored if Jeb would give her a moment of silence. And if Hammer would remind her to stay hard, here she is a picture of her with you, Dan. Too bad she'll never get to meet skinny gym guy Dan. And yeah, I remember her big time from guys' nights out, whatever.
Nights out?
What's her name?
Nicole Zimmerman. If you saw a picture of her, you'd probably recognize her as well.
Oh, so, I know Nicole. I know her.
Okay. Don't know
this
that
is,
this is the time for that.
Weird,
but here is
handling of that.
It's kind of shocking. Don't know what happened to her, but let's offer up a moment of silence if we can.
What's she wearing in that photo?
Dude!
What? What did I do now?
Paul in what?
That did not go
she
as
dead?
Planned. What?
She died.
Oh, what do you think a moment of silence
away.
Is for?
Oh, she did die.
You weren't listening the entire time. You just
I
heard about a girl.
In a photo.
And you thought you would fire off some girl jokes.
Oh, yeah. So the thing about I know her, that was...
Yeah.
That was not good either.
All right. Try it all again, Dan.
I suspected right out of the gates when he opened his mouth that he did not catch the top half of that story.
And Dan set it up clear as
lovely.
Day. Yeah. Paying respect.
Very much so. Oh, I know her.
Oh, yeah, I know her. Yeah.
And as uncomfortable as that is, a fitting tribute, though. If she a true V1 would appreciate that.
I think so.
This is how this was handled on this particular station. Wow.
So Corby Davidson up for a very unfortunate not listening eulogy moment on Why Today Doesn't Suck. Well, we've been filling in for the Musers all week, which that means Boom in the House hasn't really been a thing, so Donovan has had to co-host with Matt McLaren and Gen X Davey Lane the first few days of the week. And I know that we're having fun, we're having a good time, but I know Donnie's jealous.
Oh, he is hating every minute with those two.
Yeah.
You should see the text mid-show, too.
Oh, boy.
In breaks.
Yikes.
Oh, miserable Donovan. You can hear it in his voice. I hate it. I hate to hear him like this.
You two will be reunited.
I know! Better
He's
be
got one
Monday.
More day and... Everything will be back to normal for the most part. But Gen X Davey, I believe this was on Tuesday, and he had trouble with a word that gives a lot of us trouble. I'm going to freely admit I stumble on this as well. Enjoy.
It feels, yeah, it's going to be a, I don't know when I'm going to let go of the mask either. I think that's going to be a part of my wardrobe for a long time. Even if they say, all right, you know what, we're good in public places like that, I think I'm still going to rock one.
Yeah, why not?
And I always try to pick
you,
one.
It gives you anonymity. anonymity.
What?
Anonymity. There you go.
I was going to let you try to figure it out.
I know. I was going to ask for Julie to jump in.
No, I'm good.
Banana
I'm
made
just sitting
it.
Back listening.
And you can be banana.
But yeah, you can be an animated.
Banana made
with an anonymity.
I do like Davey's immediate laugh at his own failure when he knows this has gone askew. That's a hard word. Anonymity.
Because we want to say anon, like anonymous.
Yes. Usually in these cases, you'll like foul one off, maybe two, and then you'll go ahead and make good contact. But sometimes you just spiral and you realize I'm never going to get it. And Donnie and Jer both stepped up to save the day, but he was already just chuckling at himself for being a failure.
I often avoid anonymity. When I can in a sentence. Can we hear it one more time? Do you mind?
It feels, it's going to be I don't know when I'm going to let go of the mask either. I think that's going to be a part of my wardrobe for a long time. Even if they say, all right, you know what, we're good in public places like that, I think I'm still going to rock one.
Yeah, why not?
And if I always try to pick
you,
one.
It gives you anonymity? anonymity?
What?
Anonymity?
Anonymity.
There you go.
I was going to let you try to figure it out.
I know. I was going to ask for Julie to jump in.
No, I'm good.
Banana
I'm
made
just sitting
it.
Back listening.
And you can be banana.
You can be an animated.
Banana made
with an anonymity.
Disaster.
Oh man, that was fun.
I like Davey fails. Always fun.
Yes. So Corby, Davey, and finally we go to.
Not me. Not Shale. Good.
Not you. Don't worry. This is the guy that's producing 10 to Noon for the past few weeks.
Todd.
You might know him as a hockey writer. You might know him as a weekend employee up here. It is Saad Youssef. Great dude. And, you know, we typically read the 40-liners coming back from break, but from 10 to Noon, they're letting the producer handle that. And Jer, help me out here. This happened at the wrong time.
Usually, it starts off, he's doing it at the wrong break. It's supposed to be at the end of the 11:30 break.
Okay.
And he's doing one break early.
I think the content of what he's trying to read makes this an even better e-break on the ticket.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket, and we mess up a lot here on The Ticket, and we want to
like,
call...
Like right now?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we just had one. It's not 11:30.
So go ahead and finish it since you're in the middle of the
game. Whatever you want, Saad.
This is the serious NHL Network wanted to talk to you. Go right ahead.
We want you to call us out like Jer just did when we do. Be an E-great E-break. Man, this is
not getting any better.
Whistleblower by texting E-break to 22126 anytime you hear us screw up. And you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card to Rodeo Goat. That's E-Break to 22126. Rodeo Goat, brews, burgers, and more. I feel like I just made someone $50.
22126.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Donnie's texting right now.
I'm texting right now. E-Break. Bam.
Just got one. Good for you, Saad.
Just texted it.
There NHL we go. Network and E-Break in the same week. That's big time.
How about that? That's huge.
I love that he gets a text. Ryzy's talking about sending a text.
Right.
Too.
So Saad got that text?
Yes, it was all Saad.
Boy, that is some dense material there.
There is.
There's a lot going on. Mike wasn't on at the beginning.
Mike wasn't on. Reading the e-break at the wrong time.
Called it e-great at one point.
Gets a text mid-read. Fumbles a few times.
And this just after a starring turn on the NHL Network.
Right. As he was marching up and down the hallway doing a national interview. International.
We bring him back down to earth with that.
Let's take one more swim through that that nightmare.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket, and we mess up a lot here on The Ticket, and we want to
like,
call...
Like right now?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we just had one. It's not 11:30.
So go ahead and finish it since you're in the middle of the game.
Right. Whatever you want, Saad.
This is the serious NHL Network wanted to talk to you. Go right ahead.
We want you to call us out like Jer just did. When we do, be an E-great E-break. Man, this is
not getting any better.
Whistleblower by texting E-break to 22126 anytime you hear us screw up. And you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card to Rodeo Goat. That's E-Break to 22126. Rodeo Goat, brews, burgers, and more. feel like I just made someone 50
all right,
bucks.
221.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Donnie's texting
I'm
right now.
Texting right now. E-break. Bam.
Just wow. Got one. Good for you, Si.
Just texted it.
There NHL we go. Network and E-break in the same week. That's big time.
How about that? That That's is huge.
That on the three-time Marconi winning.
Yeah, you know.
That's you are an RTV guy, right?
No.
Oh, you weren't?
Lit major.
Okay. I figure, like, whenever you take 101 the first day and they're like, all right, let's just try something out. Turn the mics on. Let's see what happens. I feel like that's the sort of chaos that might ensue. Not on America's greatest radio station.
Well,
poor broadcasting, and I love it.
Our candidates again, and you're voting at 888-787-1310. We have Corby, a very unfortunate not listening moment. We have Gen X Davey, Anonymity, and Sod's failure to read the e-break liner. Let's go to line one as we start the voting here on the ticket. Good morning.
I'd like to vote for the Anonymity one and Hooter Brown, but I didn't hear the first one. Could you replay it for me real quick?
Sure. Hi, good morning. So, you're voting for the e-break.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Corby Davidson.
Oh, that's a very clean, responsible vote. Hello, line three. You're on the ticket.
Hey, Peter.
I feel like, fortunately for him, he's in the other room editing something right now. So, you know, do your worst.
This is Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN chief medical correspondent. I'm looking for that guy that does the geek out.
Okay.
He is nearby.
Sorry, Dr.
We'll pass
Gupta.
On your message, Dr. Gupta. What is it?
Well, look, he's taking food out of my baby's mouths with that geek out. I'm tired of his one-minute technology vignette. He needs to go to Des Moines, Iowa with that classic rock stuff. And I vote for Gen X Davey Link.
Okay.
Thank you.
Finally got a vote. There's two
Thank
votes
you.
For Davey.
I think he ran out of steam
yeah,
there.
Not fleshed out.
Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket. Was that a sod vote?
Oh.
We had to dump that?
Did we dump it?
Bloody
love.
Yeah.
Huh.
A hole in the ground.
So that was a vote for sod, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't you dump that or no?
I did, okay. Yes. Just in case.
We got it. We
I like
it
the
time.
Strategy of draw out and sing and make confusing something that needs to be dumped because there's a chance we don't just register what exactly just happened.
Mm-hmm.
I liked his strat.
Hey there, e-break voter. Good Friday.
Oh, good morning, guys. Let me vote, sadly, for Corby and Nicole. We all are going to miss you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Touching
right,
tribute.
That was touching.
There's two votes for Kobe.
Well,
Corby. Two votes for Gen X Davey and a vote for Sod. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Sean and Mike. Let's get sexy this morning. What do you say?
Let's hear it, break man.
I smell snakes in Canada. Yeah. Co-host casting. TV upstairs in your direction. Corbin, this surely is a dream. Yeah. And it must be my dream.
Okay.
Man. E-break man delivers.
I don't know if the too cool for school amusers give enough love to that gentleman.
Yeah, he's a favorite on the
Epic.
Off-air
and think about it. He probably has a song, I guess, in his head, but he doesn't know who the nominees are going to be. So he has to do this in like the 3 minutes before we answer the phone.
And get through. Yeah, which is tough to do.
Hero.
Hello, voter. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, subject commuters. Today, I'd like to responsibly vote for Corby.
Okay, thank you, Cassidy.
There she is. Hi, Cassidy. I'm Shale Saroy. Have you heard of me?
Yes, sir, I have.
Cool.
I just don't listen to your station.
Yeah.
I just...
Fair enough, Cassidy. Love you.
Have fun at school.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. There he goes.
Station. I'm on my own station, but...
Corby is one vote away from a victory. What? Is line two the deciding vote? Good morning.
Am I on your mind? Yay.
Natalie? Yes.
Hey, not me. Just, I want to vote for unfriendly Corby. Just, you know, and y'all have a happy, see you, cow center.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. The fake Natalie Maines was the deciding vote, and that gives Corbett Davidson the victory.
So, P1 emails here starts out, sadly, we lost a wonderful P1/V1 over the weekend named Nicole Zimmerman. big member of the P1 Copenhagen room. Loving friend, made everyone laugh and feel special.
Feel?
She would be honored if Jubb would give her a moment of silence, and if Hammer would remind her to stay hard. Here she is, a picture of her with you, Dan. Too bad she'll never get to meet skinny gym guy Dan. And yeah, I remember her big time from guys' nights out, guys' night outs, whatever.
Nights out.
What's her name?
Nicole Zimmerman. If you saw a picture of her, you'd probably recognize her as well.
Oh, so, I know Nicole. I know her.
Okay. Don't know
this
that.
This
is the time for that.
Weird,
but here is
handling of that.
It's kind of shocking. Don't know what happened to her, but let's offer up a moment of silence if we can.
What's she wearing in that photo?
Dude!
What? What did I do now?
Paul in, what?
That did not go
she
as
dead?
Planned. What?
She died.
Oh, what do you think a moment of silence
away.
Is for?
Oh, she did die.
You weren't listening the entire time. You just
I
heard about a girl.
In a photo.
And you thought you would fire off some girl jokes.
Oh, yeah, so the thing about I know her, that was...
Yeah.
That was not good either.
All right, try it all again, Dan.
Corby.
Legend. Oh, we don't
Victory.
Have the number up. Oh, Fernando's got it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Fernando has... He's the keeper of the official records of E-Break.
74th win for Mr. Sensitivity, 45 behind Norman the Stallion Hitzkus.
One of my favorite moments of every week is delivered by Fernando.
Norman the Stallion. All right, it's 8:08. There's the E-Break. We have more fun ahead this hour with Funny Bit at 8:35. But coming up next, the Mavericks got themselves a sharpshooter at the deadline.